Hey, how's it going? I know you've been working really hard today. You've been at your desk for hours now. Yeah? Oh. Well, I'm glad things are going okay at least, but are you really sure it's still going to take that long? Ooh. That's oof. You know what? I'm using my executive boyfriend privilege, and nope. You aren't going to keep working on this tonight. Nope. I know. Deadlines, blah, 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 responsibility. But also, you look exhausted. And with your posture, your back probably hurts. Your eyes probably hurt. You really need to go to bed. Hey. Sure, yes, I do want to cuddle you. But it is not just out of self-interest. I also truly believe that you going to bed would be good for you. You do need sleep. No, sleep is not just for the weak. We all need to sleep, babe. Hey, I'm really, really proud of you for working so hard on all of this, and I know how much it means to you. But you still need to take care of yourself. Here, how about I'm making the decision that you need to stop? That way you don't need to feel guilty about it. You don't need to be concerned. No. Dang, okay. I guess then I'll just need to force you to stop. How could I force you to stop working? Maybe I could reach up and run my fingers through your hair. Like this. I know how much you like this. Maybe you'll like it so much that you'll want to stop working and come to bed with me. Still no. Okay. What if I lean over and give you some small kisses on the top of your head, like this. Now, do you want to go to bed? Still no. I need to get out my stronger methods of persuasion. What if I reach down and tickle your ribs like this? I know you're really ticklish there. Uh-huh. Are you going to be able to keep working while you're laughing? Now are you going to stop? No? What else can I do? Well, I've tried talking to you. I've tried giving you love and attention. I've tried distracting you. I think the only thing that I can do is physically pick you up and carry you away from your desk. What are you going to do about that? Oh, now you might stop working. Do you really like me carrying you that much? Okay, come here. Let me scoop you up and walk into the bedroom and set you down on the bed like that. There you go. Finally. That took a lot of work to get you away from your work. Are you feeling better now? A little? Well, it is really late, and getting sleep will help you so much more than if you were to keep working later and later into the night. Sure. Okay. That's one exception to that rule. But I think generally that is very true. And you getting some good sleep and rest will help you have a much better day tomorrow. You still feel really tense and stressed out. How about you sit on my lap and I can massage your shoulders for a bit while we talk about how the day went? Does that sound good? Debrief a bit, vent, and de-stress? Okay, come here. Oh, what do you need to vent about? It's okay. You aren't going to burden me. I want to hear about what happened today and know what I can do to help. Oh. That sounds like a really, really long day, babe. Yeah. You definitely need some good sleep after all of that. And some good cuddles and some love. Okay. What are you proud of from today? Hey, I don't think it's literally nothing. It might be something really small. It could be something really big, but you're allowed to be proud of how your day went. No, you aren't going to be bragging. I want to know one thing, at least one thing, that you're happy with from today. Can you think of that for me? Oh. That sounds amazing. And for what it's worth, I'm proud of you too. Okay. You seem a little bit more relaxed. Your shoulders are a bit less tense. But let's clear out the rest of your thoughts. What do you want tomorrow to be like? I know that it can be a bit stressful, but if we talk about what we want tomorrow to be, we can, I don't know, at least for me, if I make a little bit of a plan, it can help me stop thinking about it and just be more in the present moment when I'm trying to sleep. I know for me tomorrow, I want to do some journaling and I want to make sure that I, before work, kind of remind myself that I'm doing a good job because I'm doing a big new project that's kind of stressful. And I want to make sure that I kind of like prepare myself for everything. What about you? Okay. That sounds really good. I know. We can't make all of our days great because some things are out of our control. But It sounds like you have a really good plan to do the things that you need to do and to take care of yourself at the same time. Yeah. I'm looking forward to spending tomorrow with you. Yeah. And if we go to sleep all cuddled up together, it means that we get to start the day together tomorrow as well, which is always my favorite way to start the day. Do you feel a little better? I'm glad. Okay. Have you taken any meds that you need to take? Is your alarm set for the right time tomorrow? Okay. Cool. Then I don't think either of us have anything that we still need to be thinking about. And here, let's lie down. And you can lay your head on my chest. There you go. And I can just run my fingers through your hair a bit, and we can fall asleep together. Does that sound good? Okay. Let me run my fingers through your hair. There you go. I'm so, so proud of you for everything that you did today and everything that you're going to do tomorrow. I love you so much, and I love when I get to end the day with you, all close and warm and cozy with me. You can just let your eyes be heavy. You can let your breathing slow. You can